Getting ready to join me here in the post-game show, Mason Hoberman. And, well, Mason, this is, your coach talked about a bit of a rivalry game. You guys get out by a big margin, 15-3 right out of the gate. What was really working for you in the early going of this game to get out to that margin, a road team, or being the road team nonetheless?
We really pushed it out in transition, got quick, easy buckets, broke their press, and played real good defense and got some stops and some shots fell for us, so that really helped us get that lead.
You knew you were going to get their best shot. They kept coming at you guys in the first half. You were able to weather the storm time and time again. Talk about that from a team perspective, about just, you know, you're going to get everybody's best shot, even when you're up double digits, to keep not letting them get to you, I guess you could say, as you kept fighting through their battle.
Yeah, it's something we got to learn as a team. We're real bad at not just bringing the energy all the time. We just need to fix that, and we know we're going to get everybody's best shot, so we just got to, like, stay with it and stay 100% all the time, just lock in during the game thinking that it's a close game all the time.
And then it did end up being a close game down the stretch. It got as close as three. Talk about that timeout there. I mean, you guys have a timeout. Then you burst out for 15. Whatever was said in the timeout seemed to work as you guys used that 15-point run and then just kind of put the game away from there.
Yeah, we were just told to get out, and we gotta get stops, and we got to bring energy, and that's something we got to do all the time. We really just weren't bringing it in that when we were getting beat, and we get to three, and then we just explode out of that, which is exactly what we needed to do in that situation, but we got to stay ahead of teams and not let them get back in it.
And then you get ready for Bishop Garrigan Thursday and East Sac County Friday. Talk about what these last two games, you beat Sioux Central, you beat Pocahontas Area tonight after an 0-2 start. Talk about the momentum you can take from those two games to put towards your next two, still to go this week.
We got to just take the highs of both these games and run with those and then work on the things that we did not do well tomorrow in practice. And we just got to lock in every day mentally. A lot of this team is just, we got to run on energy and enthusiasm, and sometimes we just don't have that, and that's an issue, and that forces us into these close games down the road.
All right, thank you so much for the time, Mason, and congrats on the game.